With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
This is Take 20 with Maddie and Kenzie Ziegler, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey guys, what is crackin'?
What is crack-a-lackin'?
What's crack-a-lackin'? We thought that we were going to do a Q&A today because we haven't done this yet.
Yeah, we posted on our Instagram just to ask us some questions, and we gathered a bunch. We probably won't be able to get to all of them, but we have a few that we wrote down. And what's hilarious, does this not take you back to when you had a YouTube channel? We did like the sister chow, like sister Q&A something.
Yeah. Ew, that was
throwback.
So
if anyone, I'm sure some people, I don't know why I'm bringing this up because now I feel like people are going to look it up. Don't look it up. It's embarrassing.
No, it's so embarrassing.
We've come a long way. How do you feel about tattoos? Do you have any, and what is the meaning behind them?
Well, I think tattoos are super cool. I especially like the really tiny dainty ones. Like, I would never get like a full sleeve, but it's cool.
You wouldn't? Some people
maybe no, but I do have two. I have a heart, and then I have Maddie's handwriting, "I love you to the moon and back."
Oh, sweet. I love tattoos. I have three tattoos. I have my first one I got is, it says Francis, which is my grandma who passed away's name and Kenzie's middle name. And then I got a little cowboy boot for Bootsy, my dog. And I have a little number. I see the number 1234 on the clock every day. I've seen that for like over 2 years. So
you got it with Cameron too.
Yeah, I got it with my best friend Cameron. He started seeing the number as well. So we got it together. It was really sweet.
It's so funny. I never expected you to get tattoos. I don't know why. Well, Eddie and I were talking about this the other day,
but
too.
But I like the way I love dainty tattoos. I think they're so beautiful. And I, especially for work, I want to make sure all of them are like thin enough and they're able to be hidden. So all of my tattoos, like, you have to look to find them. Like, they're not very visible, you know?
Right.
They're, like, hidden in my arm and
I love my rib. Cowboy boot.
Thank you.
Okay, next one. If you woke up as the other sister for one day, what would you do? Freaky Friday style.
That is so good. I love Freaky Friday. One of my favorite movies.
What would you do?
I would just start singing. Are you kidding? Okay, this is literally what I would do. I'd wake up.
No, like, realistically, what would you do?
If I woke up as you, Kenzie?
Yes.
I'd wake up. I'd snuggle Ivy. I'd go to the bathroom, and I would brush my long, luscious hair. And then I would get in the car and I would play some music and I would start belting as loud as I could for everyone to hear. I'd actually probably knock on people's doors and start singing for them, because if I had the ability to sing, I would show it off. And then I'd probably...
That sounded like a script. I would show it off.
Yeah, I would.
And that's all you would want to do?
Maybe like...
You're like, that's your only talent.
What are you talking about? That's crazy. No, maybe I'd like make some jewelry.
Okay.
I would love to live with, I honestly would love to just like go through your closet and try on all your clothes.
That's something I would want to do for
you. What would
you
do if you woke up as me?
You know, I would just wake up in my apartment by myself. Like, that would be amazing. I love you, Mom. And I would... Oh, that's so hard. I feel like I would definitely paint, because I don't have that ability. I don't have any drawing skills or anything. I can't draw a perfect straight line. So, no, I really can't. So I would have lots of fun painting. I'd probably take Boots on a walk, because he is so fun to take on a walk. I'd probably hop in my, you know, beautiful car that I own. And
mm-hmm. Oh, my God, please.
It literally is so nice. I'd get in Maddie's car. What else would I do? I don't know. Probably hang out with her friends. Her friends are cool.
Oh, that's nice.
Make some food.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay,
Your pesto pasta was really good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's, like, one of the only things I know how to make. Oh, okay. I have another question.
Wait, really fast. You know what I would do? I'd probably go through your text messages and see what you say about me.
Oh, okay, random, but okay. Because I don't say anything bad about you. I swear.
We'll see about that. Literally. Maybe one day I'll wake up as you and figure it out.
No, like, literally.
Or see how, like, your friends think of me.
They all love you. Mm. Anyway. Okay, this is such a good question. I love this. What character from a show or a movie is most like you? I know exactly who mine would be.
Monica from Friends. Or what's her name? Is her name Monica?
Okay, well, actually, I would like to identify as Phoebe from Friends. She is who I strive to be. I think, like, in terms of her comedic timing and, like, how weird and, like, unusual, like, she can get sometimes, I love, like, I see myself in her a lot. But in terms of, like, the neat freak that I am, I really identify with Monica. And...
From Friends, if people don't
literally,
know.
Well, yeah, from Friends. And I think, like, literally a new thing that Eddie decides to do is he's like, Monica, stop cleaning. Like, he always calls me Monica, and I'm like, okay, relax. Like, I can't help it. It brings me peace and joy doing it, so let me be.
That's amazing. I don't know who I would be.
I feel like you'd be, like, Miley Cyrus. Or Miley, what's her name? Miley in the show. I feel like you'd be Miley Stewart.
Why?
Just because, like, you are super funny. You have a carefree spirit. You love going to, like, the beach. You love hanging out with your friends. You sing.
Okay.
I feel like you're very much like her. So cute. So fun. Effortless. I could also see you being, like, someone from, like, the girl from Aquamarine.
Oh, which one?
The mermaid.
Oh, I love her.
Aquamarine.
I would literally love to be Aquamarine. I wish I could say more about, you know, Monica and Phoebe, but I haven't seen Friends. But you know what?
You're going to watch it?
I actually was going to start it last night.
Why didn't you?
Because I fell asleep.
Well, get on it. I started watching Ted Lasso. I've watched...
What's that?
It's a great show on Apple TV. It's Jason Sudeikis. It's a great show. It's a very lighthearted, feel-good, like, You should watch it. It's okay. Very funny. It's very mindless. Like, you don't, and you just feel good watching it. And me and Eddie watched season 1 and 2 yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we got through it pretty fast.
I just rewatched The Office, and that's basically my show.
Okay.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
What food can you not stand?
Like, what food do I hate?
Yep.
This is a condiment, but I hate ketchup.
You're so weird. I love ketchup.
What else do I hate? Olives?
I hate olives.
Mom loves olives.
It's disgusting.
What else? You don't like fish.
I hate the whole seafood category. I just hate it. I really wish I did.
No, here's the thing with Kenzie. She ate a California roll and she loved it until people told her that there was fish in it.
Well, it was fake crab. Like, I don't know what is wrong with me, but listen, the one, what is it at Catch? Spicy
crispy rice spicy tuna is my all-time favorite food.
Listen, I can get down with that. That is really good.
You don't know how proud of a sister it makes me to know that you can eat that. Because
I eat it every time.
The amount of things that you can enjoy from, like, the seafood category, it's just endless. I just feel like you need to just put all of your weird feelings aside and just do it.
I think I've always been, like, a really picky eater. And I think, you know, that, like, I would get chicken tenders and fries at every restaurant.
And peanut butter and jelly for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Well, I still eat that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But, like, I've been starting to branch out.
You really have. The day you started eating salad, I was like, wow. I love salad.
I know. I love Brussels sprouts.
Wow.
Still hate mushrooms. Can't do it.
Oh, I love mushrooms.
But you know what? I'm getting somewhere and I can eat crispy rice, spicy tuna. So.
Okay. Okay. Let's just switch. Ooh. What about, let's just stick in the food category for a second.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. I'm so hungry.
I know. I'm starving. Sweet or salty?
I think sweet. Me too. For sure.
We have sweet teeth. Sweet teeth? Sweet teeth. We have sweet teeth. No, I would say, okay, here's my problem is, Kenzie's so bored of me. She's yawning.
No, I'm sorry. I took melatonin last night.
Oh, I was like, hey. And
at like 2 a.m. because I couldn't sleep. So it's still in my system. Okay. Yeah. It's not good. If I'm yawning, I'm not bored. I'm just really tired.
Basically, back to my story is if it's sweet or salty, if I have something salty, I have to have something sweet after. And if I have something sweet, I have to have something salty.
That's strange.
But then when does it end? Because Never. It's like, I'll have something, like I'll have pizza, and then I'm like, I need a strawberry. And then I'm like, I need crackers. And then I'm like, I need chocolate.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Very interesting. And that is, I definitely don't relate. But like, you do you, girl. Yeah, I eat pizza and I'm like, great. I'm full. I'm good.
I wish. I'm like, I'm eating pizza and I'm like, all I can think about is like something sweet, like a dessert.
No, I never want dessert after I eat food.
That is tragic, and I'm so sorry.
I just eat dessert through the day.
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, it's like I'm always eating dessert.
I had chocolate gelato for lunch yesterday.
I had a crepe for breakfast, so I don't.
That's delicious.
I know. Let's look at some.
There's so many good questions here.
Would you live anywhere outside of California?
Yeah, I want to live in New York desperately.
I was literally going to be like, that's Sarah's dream place on 1, 2, 3. But New York, we both want to live in New York for like together for like 6 months or a year just to experience it.
I think what we need to do is eventually we need to just get a place there together so that
we can go back and forth. We can
split our time eventually.
I really hope that's a dream. You know how on Zillow, like, you just go look on Zillow?
Yeah.
Well, I'm, like, just, like, have random apartments, but then there's, like, two that are, like, in Brooklyn, and I'm like,
I want, like, an exposed brick wall.
Mm-hmm. Big windows of the city.
It's going to happen.
Maddie, if it doesn't, I really will be upset.
No, it's obviously going to happen for us. I'm so excited for us. Because also, like, deep down, we are East Coast girls. And
yeah,
I feel like we just thrive, like, in New York. I feel for like sure. We love it. The energy there is so special.
I mean, maybe if you get a job in New York, because I feel like you work a lot in New York. I'm always here. But if you get a job in New York for a certain amount of months, I am dropping everything and I am going there.
Okay, great. Fantastic.
Yep.
Let's plan on it. How do you deal with insecurities?
I'm still trying to figure it out. I feel like my insecurities, like, about my body has definitely gotten better because I just don't really care as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's more, you know, accepted that like everyone's different shapes and sizes, and like you're not just beautiful if you're like skinny thin, you know, like,
exactly,
which I think is so great that like our generation is like finally like, oh my god, everyone's beautiful, and I'm like, exactly, wow, I feel so great about myself now.
Yeah, totally.
Obviously everyone is gonna feel, you know, crappy about themselves, but like I feel like, you know, I'm confident enough.
I think something that I'm trying to do recently is, like, and I'm sure you've heard this from a lot of other people, which I've picked up on other people, is just, like, at the end of the day, like, insecurities are going to linger, like, probably always.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to be grateful enough that, like, we have healthy bodies.
Right.
We wake up every morning. We have, like, a roof over our head. Like, you know, we have like working legs to be able to dance. We have, you know what I'm saying? Like things like that, which I'm just like, your bodies fluctuate, your like mental health will fluctuate, but I feel like we're lucky enough that like we're healthy. So I try to like think of it that way, even though I know it's so hard because insecurities are like so hard to get past. And I feel like everyone deals with insecurities, which I feel like also makes it a little better that like everyone can kind of relate and go through it together, because we're all going to have days where it's like the insecurities get the best of us and we can't help but think negatively about ourselves.
I think like, I mean, for me, because sometimes, because, you know, I don't break out that much, but like when I do, I like freak out. But when I do like a nice self-care day and I do my skincare, I'm like, wow, I feel so much better. Or like going to work out, I feel so accomplished. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's how I deal with my insecurities. Definitely. Just by not like fixing it, but just like making myself feel good.
To like release like some endorphins.
Yeah, it's like self-care.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone needs self-care.
Definitely. It's so important. I would say that's probably my biggest insecurity is acne.
Which is crazy because I think you're beautiful.
Well, luckily, thank you. Luckily, like my skin, it's been an ongoing process and
it looks so beautiful. It's getting better.
Thank you. But my back, guys, back knee is a real thing. A very hormonal teenager over here. I definitely, that has been such an insecurity for me. And I finally went to the dermatologist. I've been breaking out on my back since like literally, I don't know if people get grossed out by this stuff, but I love Dr. Pimple Popper, so shout out to Dr. Sandra Lee. I love you. Me and her have been texting, so brag, but yeah, I text Dr. Sandra Lee.
I just don't understand. I think it's disgusting.
And yeah, she sends me the pimple videos before she posts them, so yeah, no I way. Feel really
Does
special.
Does she actually do that? Does she actually do that? Dakota's going to be so mad at you.
I'm going to go down to her. This is so
Didn't off. You say, like, Dakota, you should come?
Yeah, he can come. She said I can put the surgical garb on and I can help her pop assist. So anyway, I'm like, my life
Guys,
is made.
I, like, it actually makes my teeth hurt. Like, I actually feel, like, really grossed out.
Anyway, back to what I was saying. I finally went to the dermatologist and my back knee is on the road to recovery and we're feeling better. I'm feeling more confident about myself now and I feel like I can wear a little bit more open back shirts even though it's fall and we're wearing coats now. But, you know, it's kind of the timing is off, but we're getting there.
Right. Of course. Well,
okay, what's the next
question?
Good
for you, girl.
Thanks, girl.
You look great.
Favorite vacation spot?
Cabo.
I was literally in Cabo like a few days ago.
I was so jealous. We usually go on family vacations every year.
Like around my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Maddie gets like a whole vacation for her birthday.
It just happens to fall like on the time where we're always off.
And then we celebrate it, which is really fun.
I don't like my, like, we don't go for my birthday.
No. But I'm just saying like.
My birthday just happens to be during the time we're there.
And it's like an amazing, well, because you don't like big things. I hate my birthday. So I think it's like, she doesn't like celebrating, so I think it's great that we go on vacation because it's like
it takes the pressure off of like my birthday.
Oh, we can just have a dinner and like go swim and like go to the beach, and then it's like not really quote unquote your birthday because you don't want it to be.
I would say Cabo is definitely the go-to spot.
Yeah, we go to the same resort every year basically.
It's so good.
And oh my god, we like bring a few friends and it's so fun. We go, you know, I was gonna say skydiving. We go snorkeling,
jet skiing,
which is like the most fun for us.
We go like on that really cute little boat and then we jump off and like snorkel.
Yeah, we like eat lots of chips and guac. Oh. And but we obviously really didn't do that this year because last year too, right?
Yeah
we did go to Hawaii a couple times and that was really fun, but I think Cabo is my favorite spot.
And I love Australia as well.
I know, we should go on a vacation there.
I think Eddie mentioned that he wanted to go in January around his birthday, and he wants us to go.
Oh my gosh.
So we should go.
Australia is beautiful. It's my life.
He wants to bring you as well. So get ready. Pack up.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
I will never turn down Australia. Are you kidding? Okay. Do you ever wish you lived a normal life?
Yes and no. Like, I feel like when we were younger, people always used to ask us, like, what's it like being famous? And we'd be like, we're not famous. And we still feel that way. But I've now more accepted the fact that we don't live normal lives. Like, we've never lived a normal life, really, since the age of, like, 6 and 8. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, but I would say, like, in terms of, there's a lot of pros and cons. Like, I am really thankful because we're doing exactly what we love, and we wouldn't have been able to do that with a quote-unquote normal life.
Of course.
But on the other end of things, sometimes like the stress of, you know, going to work and like being present on social media and having to have your like game face on all the time can be a little bit like stressful.
For sure. Like growing up on social media is so different. Like I compare it to my friends back home and I'm just like, wow, you guys have it really easy. Like, I mean, not easy, but like if we do like anything wrong, it's like
the pressure's on us.
The pressure's on because, you know, we're obviously in the public eye. And I mean, I'm sure all these kids are doing the same thing. We're all growing up together. We're all trying to figure ourselves out.
And we all make mistakes. It's just the difference is most of our mistakes are being publicized. Yeah.
Right. But I'm very thankful.
Yeah. I am too. I'm so happy we got to where we are and we worked really hard to get where we are.
And know? Like all of our friends.
Yeah.
We met all of them.
Yeah. That's awesome. But yeah, those were such great questions. I like doing this Q&A. I feel like we should do this like every more so often.
For sure.
So we can just like check in and see if like our answers change or like stay the same.
Yeah. We should. Well,
thanks for listening, you guys. Hopefully you're not sick of our voices yet. I feel like we always ended off like on a really like depressing
really
note.
Really depressing note because we're like, we talk so much. Okay, well, love bye, you guys.
Thanks so much for taking 20 with us. If you had fun, please give us 5 stars.
You can follow us on Instagram at Take20Podcast.
Email us at take20@iheartradio.com.
Or you can call us at 844-4-TAKE-20.
See you next time.
Bye.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.